giving our pranams and asking for Bhagawan's blessings. Especially to protect us and to protect the Sampradaya, that this knowledge flows down through us into the generations to come. Giving our pranams to Dakshinamurti as Bhagawan, form of Shiva, the first teacher who brought this knowledge or has this knowledge be part of his, of the infinite knowledge of this creation. Asking for his blessings down through Shankara, through Swamiji, through all of the teachers and students that are carrying on this tradition. Just asking for their blessings. Now, after taking a few moments just to bring your mind, conscious mind, into a state of shanti, maybe the things you have to do today, or things that have to be remembered, things you need to work on, so let the mind just feel confident that all of those things that you may be concerned about, that you will take care of, not to worry. Spend a moment doing that. Sometimes you have to ask the mind, is there anything you need me to remember, anything that's concerning you? going to spend just a little bit of time with little ones, making sure everybody's settled, that they know that you are there, that you'll continue to spend time with them. We'll give about 10 minutes for that. See how everybody's doing. you're with your little one or little ones, one thing that you might do is be with her or him as she becomes or he becomes older, like 6, 10, 15. Take that little child all the way up and just feel how their hurts and pains and positive things that are there, how they have come with that child all the way and even up to the present, and be with each one at each age that you choose, acknowledging, understanding, seeing who they are, and being that person that they wish they would have always had, supporting them, loving them, admiring them, respecting them, always giving the benefit of the doubt, knowing what a wonderful person they were all the way through. See if you can, if your psyche is available to do that. See if you can bring those pains that you've been carrying as a little child all the way up to the present. Just hold them in your heart. Embrace them with that snuggly love. Gently focusing on your own presence, your own being. Your being, which is their being. Which is Bhagavan's being. Place that beautiful being of Bhagavan right in the middle, embracing fully. Whatever hurt is there. Be yourself in the middle of that pain. Let your own being radiate out from your heart in the center of that pain. The heart, that energy center, you just place yourself there in the heart. Let whatever images come up with your little ones, being held by you, being having you as the very snuggly center. Be yourself. And letting your whole psyche, all the little ones, everyone be with you. Just be yourself. Your own being radiating out, penetrating them, filling their hearts. if you're ready or when you're ready, let your buddhi be with Bhagawan, be with Ishwara in whatever form, be held by Ishwara in whatever form, whatever Ishta Devata of any religion, of any country, just as Ishwara. But the buddhi come into a prayerful relationship with Bhagawan. Just like you take care of the little ones, let Bhagawan hold you. And where you can have a real relationship, you can pray, tell all of the things that are concerning you, all of the help that you need, what kind of relationship you want with Bhagawan, everything, what your hurts are, what your aspirations are, the things you want to achieve, the way that you want to be, everything that comes to mind. Resting in your own being, which is the very self, the very being of Ishwara. Letting the buddhi rest in Ishwara in terms of your own being. And also resting the one who contains me. Resting in the one who contains me. What do I really want? Ask for those things, discuss, talk about those things. Give Bhagawan a chance to talk back also. time. Relax, just be yourself. Have your eyelids gently closed. A gentle smile. Continue to bring your mind back into that position, just being yourself, while you continue with your own process, relationship with Bhagavan, with the little ones, whatever's going on internally for you. And we just keep bringing your mind back to your own presence, which is Bhagavan.